Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Got a lot of stuff to get into here today. The final day of 3 days at the Barclays Center wrapped up tonight with Monday Night Raw. Last night it was Monday Night Raw. And we've got matches already for the Night of Champions pay-per-view. Main event, Sting versus Seth Rollins for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. It is very likely, this has not been confirmed, but it's very likely that Seth Rollins, since he's now a dual champion, since he is now WWE's Jay Lethal, will be wrestling twice on that show. I would not be the least bit surprised if they did Seth Rollins versus John Cena for the U.S. title, and then Seth Rollins versus Sting for the world title. So, essentially, John Cena could win his title back. Seth Rollins could get his win back by beating Sting. And everybody would be happy. But that is the main event, at least. The World Championship match, the WWE title match, is confirmed. So, that's going to be on at Night of Champions. We have a new Wyatt family member who debuted last night. Brock Lesnar wants a rematch against The Undertaker, which is not going to be taking place anytime soon. Likely at this year's WrestleMania. And tonight, we've got Tough Enough. We got to talk about these divas. Have I got something to say about this divas segment last night? And it actually is unrelated to the segment itself. But we do have to talk about that on the program tonight. And it is Chikara Week here on the program. All week, we will be featuring guests from Chikara, which is running King of Trio September 4, 5, and 6 at the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. More info up at chikarapro.com. Today, Eddie Kingston is going to be on the show, and I'm very excited about that. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Come celebrate new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline with a chance to upgrade your drive when you fill up at Shell. Introducing the 100 BMWs and 100-day sweepstakes. Swipe your fuel rewards card to enter to win a BMW 320i. Don't have a card? Get one free at participating Shell stations or visit fuelrewards.com/win. Offer ends September 8th, 2015. No purchase necessary. See official rules at shell.us/win. Void in Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia where prohibited by law.
Plaster is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Plasters feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Plaster.com or call 1-800-476-5600.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570. 1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I'll get out of the way quickly since it's on Twitter. My wife and I are having a baby. And I bring that up here at the beginning because it is a girl, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so now my whole life has already changed.
I've got a boy.
As I get here ready to thrash this Divas segment, I'm like, man, all of these ladies are somebody's daughter. But seriously, the child is not here yet, so let's get going here.
Wait, hold on now. Now, February 27th, you already know the date the child would be born approximately.
That's the approximate date. This could be a leap year baby.
You know that puts that child in some pretty good company.
Ric Flair!
Ric Flair on February 25th?
I hadn't thought about that.
Me on February 26th.
Wow!
And then your child on February 27th, a good band of Pisces, and there have been some other famous women that have been born on that date. There have been great actresses such as Elizabeth Taylor and Joanne Woodward. There, Chelsea Clinton was born on February 27th. And also, J-Wow was born on February 27th.
Oh, my God. Amazingly, I haven't even looked this up yet, so thank you for doing that.
Things to shoot for.
Man, I'm gonna have to do this. Immediately after the show, it's going to be looking up who else is born on this date. Better not be like Jack the Ripper. I don't know what I'll do. But seriously, we got to talk about these women here. I'm going to try and be diplomatic about this, okay? They had a segment last night, and as I noted on Twitter, rarely have I seen a segment die a death like this segment died a death last night on Raw. It was so bad. And in the middle of it, the fans, here's how bad it was, okay? Everybody hates The Miz. The Miz is doing Miz TV with six of the women out there. It is so ungodly terrible. The women start yelling at each other. The Bellas are there. Team PCB is there. And finally, Miz stands up and he holds his hand up in the air and he shouts something to the effect of, "When I raise my hand, you stop talking." Something like this. Everybody cheers when The Miz does this. And so Miz is so baffled that he has to alert them, "I'm talking to all of you as well." They have a match. It is horrible. It's not really that horrible. It's really not that good, okay? I'm trying to be factual here. It's just a match. It goes way too long. The fans get bored. They start doing the wave. They start chanting for Sasha. They start doing all of they're not paying one bit of attention. You can see it in the women's faces. They're getting more and more upset with the crowd. By the way, on the West Coast, I have been alerted, and if anybody can confirm this, I'd love to hear. It is said that on the West Coast replay, they added another commercial break in the middle of this match to try to cut out the wave and the "We Are Awesome" chants. So when it's over, the women go on Twitter. Brie Bella says, "So proud of my Foxy," that being Alicia Fox, "but the Brooklyn crowd can kiss my ass," she says.
Oh, my.
Paige says, "You helped us create change and then did your best to disrespect. Nice job." Nikki then says, "WWE Brooklyn, shame on you.
Shame.
For disrespecting the women that put their bodies on the line for your entertainment." Listen, everybody. I don't even know where to start. It's not the fans' fault that they didn't care about your match. In fact, it's not even the women in the match. It's not their fault that nobody cared about the match. If you want to go on Twitter and you want to yell at somebody for the fans not caring one bit about this segment or any of these segments that are going on right now, you'll never do this. But what you need to do is you need to go on and you need to yell at the company. At Stephanie and Hunter and Vince and whoever else is responsible for this Divas Revolution that has been a failure from day one. We pointed out why it was going to be a failure from day one. They've done everything wrong to make the fans care about this supposed Diva Revolution. And it, by the way, goes all the way to that phrasing, a Divas Revolution. It's a branding. It is a branding that the company has tried not just with the women, but with Roman Reigns and with a million other things that the fans don't want to see. This is TNA-level branding here, where TNA would always try to tell you, you need to care about this, and this is why. Never, let's show you why you should care about this. Let's show you why this should be the number one paper. Bound for Glory, for example. It's always like, this is Bound for Glory. This is our WrestleMania. They blah, blah. This is our WrestleMania. At the end of the day, it was just another show 9 times out of 10. WrestleMania is WrestleMania. Now it's WrestleMania because of 30 years, okay? But WrestleMania became WrestleMania because you made it. You showed people that it was the big event. You look at these women in NXT, this was the same crowd. All of you, Nikki Bella, Paige, Brie, that are yelling at the fans, it was the same fans. The same fans in the same building were there on Saturday night making that women's takeover match the biggest women's match maybe ever in this company. It was the same fans. So you know what? It ain't the fans. It's the fact that in NXT, they don't tell you that these women are special, that it's a revolution, that you should care. They treat them exactly like the men. In fact, they treat them better than every male on the roster, except the champion and the number one contender. I would bet you anything that by the end of this year, a women's match headlines takeover. WWE can't even make a women's match headline Raw, and it never will, because Raw has got to be about talking and statues and Seth Rollins and Sting and John Cena and Roman Reigns and Hunter and Stephanie. It's never about the women. The women are in the exact same position they were in before. The only difference is they get more time to have these matches, which, by the way, is not a positive, because the rare time that the women in NXT get a long match, it's usually a television match that's been built up for a month or two that they've practiced to death in the Performance Center, or it's a takeover match that has been built up forever that they've practiced to death in the Performance Center. They don't randomly throw out Dana Brooke and go, hey, go 15 minutes with a random girl for no reason on NXT television, because that would die. It would die a death. Everything that they have done on Raw is the exact opposite of what they've done with NXT, and that's why in the same building, the fans treat the NXT match like it's the main event of the show. They were more into that than the ladder match. And you put the women out there on Raw in a pointless match with a bunch of stupid catchphrases in a match that goes too long, that wasn't practiced, and the crowd dies. And then these girls go and blame the crowd. I just couldn't even believe my eyes last night.
Because why don't you say it's garbage. It's garbage how they've... what would have been the difficulty since Nikki Bella had run through everybody on the roster? By just calling these women up, fine. Even if you had to put them in factions, fine. You got your little three ways, you got your stupid little name, so you can market them, fine. But make it about that thing that Nikki bagged on last night and just insulted her whole title reign with, which is wins and losses matter. Have these new women who can come up and work with each other, have them have 7, 8, 9 minute matches. Have them ease into matches with people like Naomi and anybody else. Nikki,
who they haven't worked with. Have them ease into that. And have it be about everybody going after this title that Nikki Bella is talking about that she's had almost longer than anybody else and will, by the time she's dethroned, have it longer than anybody else in WWE history. Have it be about that instead of having it be about we're going to sit down with Miz and have a catchphrase and do this, and now we've got a handshake and we do this with our pinkies.
A pinky swear.
It all sucks, and it's just very simple, and it's unfortunate because these women are getting pushed down because of it, and I could see why they're disappointed, but hey, it's not the fans' fault. It's WWE's.
You can't ask the fans to just respect you. You got to ask the company to change the way that they have been booking television for 15 years. That's the problem. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I just got to say one last thing. I don't want to drone on about this before we go to talking about Sting, but somebody on Twitter made a very interesting comment that I think is very important here. Office Troll. It says here, they didn't understand why the women at NXT were popular and just assumed that goodwill would carry over to the main show. Now, I may be out to lunch here, but I could have sworn that Triple H on several occasions has made mention that, well, you know, every month or so I force Vince to watch something and go, man, just look at how awesome this is. I have the impression, and I could be wrong, but I have the impression that Vince McMahon is not an avid weekly NXT television viewer. And if you're not an avid weekly NXT television viewer, yes, you have no idea why these women are over like they are in NXT. And if you're the guy who has the final say in all of these decisions, then I can fully understand why you would bring these women up and do everything the way you've always done it and then end up baffled that it didn't work. I think that has to be what happened there, because anybody that watches NXT regularly should have a pretty good idea of why the women are over at NXT and why you can't do what you're doing on Raw. Yet they continue to start from day one with Stephanie. It was a mistake. Stephanie McMahon is... Anyway, I'm wasting my time here. Tell me about your thoughts on Sting and Seth Rollins, Mike.
Remember that talking yesterday about Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker and how, realistically, at the end of the day, no matter the result at SummerSlam, nothing could really happen that people would be so upset that they wouldn't want to see The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar face off again at WrestleMania. There was almost nothing they could have done. And even though the finish was wacky, even though it upset a lot of people, even though it was what it was, people are still fine with seeing them face off again. Sting being back is kind of the same way. You know, people are happy. When that sheet went up last night and there was no Han Solo, Seth Rollins statue sitting there, and instead it was Sting, people lost their minds for it. People are happy that Sting is going to be back. People will conveniently forget about the fact that he shook hands with Triple H in the ring at WrestleMania, but Sting shook hands with Triple H at the end of WrestleMania. Sting went out with his tail between his legs at the end of WrestleMania. He shook Triple H's hand at the end of WrestleMania, and now he's back to face off against Seth Rollins because it's September, and none of it really makes any sense. And much like last time around, if you were with Brock Lesnar, if you were going to not have a plan or you were not going to follow through with something that was concrete and solid, whether that be Roman Reigns, no matter what it is, start asking why did you do things and why did Sting come back at WrestleMania? Why did he face Triple H? Why did they do the ending that they did? Why is he back now? And at the end of the day, none of it matters. People will still be happy. They'll still be losing their minds. It's still probably best for the mainstream, and the mainstream doesn't care because they see it in little bits and bites on shows on E! And Entertainment Tonight and Extra and all that other nonsense, and they see it very quickly, and it's like, okay, that happens, and they may watch it at WrestleMania. Well, they'll probably watch it anyway if they're a casual fan because they always seem to come out for WrestleMania, no matter what happens. People will be okay with it. In this case, it'll be whatever this pay-per-view's name is that Sting will be facing off against Rollins, and people will probably be happy, but none of it makes any sense.
I can make sense of it. So, first off, the idea that they had any idea where they were going is out the window because Hunter beat Sting. But you could do this. You could say, Sting is back. Sting is back because... First off,
by the way, it's amazing before you go into that how often they don't think.
Of course,
they
don't think
ahead at all. It boggles my mind.
They've thought ahead to WrestleMania, but they weren't thinking ahead to Night of Champions. I think that's pretty much a fact. So Sting is back, Mike, because he shook Triple H's hand, but he was upset. He was willing to let it go, but he was upset about the fact that all of Triple H's idiot buddies had to interfere in this classic match and lead to him, if I recall correctly, getting walloped with a sledgehammer and then pinned. These men cheated in this great match.
Wait a second. So he's waited this entire time for that and it took Jon Stewart's presence?
No. I'll tell you why. Because he's doubly angry now because Seth Rollins is now also the United States champion.
Angry times infinity just because of that. It's amazing.
The WWE, they did a poll. Who is the greatest U.S. champion of all time? Sting won that poll by a landslide. They can very easily play in the storyline the fact that Sting was the greatest U.S. champion of all. Yeah, he did. 53%. Second place was Ricky Steamboat with 24%. Landslide win. So all they have to do is play up the fact that, number one, he's pissed at Triple H. Number two, he's pissed that Seth Rollins is now the U.S. champion. And now it's his time to get his revenge on Hunter and Seth at the same time by winning the... Well, he's winning. He's going after the world title, so that screws up my plan. But you could have made it made sense by going that direction.
I appreciate your creativity. It's still, at its core, doesn't make a whole lot of sense for this to be how this guy comes back for revenge. And it's very sports entertainment-y. And I guess at the end of the day, does it really matter? No, it probably doesn't. But it's still really goofy how everything has come to pass now for these legends coming back and facing off. I mean, I wouldn't have even had him. I guess you have to have some sort of visual at the end of the show, although he could have been standing over Seth Rollins or something like that. But to me, you could have had a scenario where if you're going to keep the U.S. title in play at this next show, he's got to defend both belts, or at the very least, he John Cena invokes his U.S. title rematch clause if he has one, which I would assume they could just bring that up, and he could, and he's got to wrestle him, and then he's also got to wrestle Sting, but it could be a non-title match where Sting beats him, or I guess you could have Sting win the title and then Sheamus beats Sting, or maybe you have Seth eke out a win against Sting somehow cheating, but he takes him to the last minute, and then Sheamus knocks him off. Because there's another one too with Sheamus. How long are you going to do this every year with the Money in the Bank? Are you going to have it go past WrestleMania? Are you going to tease it at WrestleMania every year? How are you going to do that? Because if you're not, then what are you going to do with Sheamus? Or is Randy Orton going to be involved? I don't know. I just think this whole thing is, to me, it's convoluted to bring Sting in there, and it doesn't make any sense, and it's not really what I'd like to see Sting do, although the match would be good because he's going to be facing off against Seth Rollins, and Rollins can do that stuff all around
him. I bet it's
going to
be really good.
Yeah, I mean, it probably will. That's great and everything, but so who wins?
Seth, of course.
So Sting comes back, and you beat Sting again. I'm assuming then in that case, he's going to have something at Royal Rumble and at WrestleMania where he is, you know, everything is redeemed or something like that. Because again, now Sting's 0-2 and
there is,
wins
there
and
is
losses
the 0-2
right?
issue. But you know what's the best part about it was, first off, when he won that poll 2 years ago, this was before he ever returned to WWE. And
that's
he was, in fact,
they probably
a
had
TNA
names
wrestler.
On there. Nobody had any idea who they were.
Ricky Steamboat?
I guess there's a reason that people, they're not adding any Ricky Steamboat matches up on the network, is there?
The point
because
of
most
this
of the
is,
people going to it haven't seen Ricky Steamboat, and they don't know who he is.
He's a very popular man. It does suck that he lost that match to Triple H, because now this is kind of ridiculous that he's 0-1 and getting it. But you know what? It's too late. What do you want him to do now? Go back in time?
This is true, but it's just like Lesnar and Taker, where you just got to shake your head of, like, you know, you wonder why everything underneath is so wacky. And there's so much, because they're doing 50-50 with, like, the top guys, or you're going, you know, a possible 0-2 with Sting. It's just, I don't know. It's just kind of amusing, really.
I hope that, I'm sure he's going to lose, but it's Sting, for crying out loud. Michael Cole, by the way. When the big curtain went up and Sting was revealed, Michael Cole screams, "The Icon!" And I was like, oh man, you're in trouble, buddy. And it was not 10 seconds later when he made sure to yell, "The Vigilante!" Because he's not allowed to be the Icon. That's
well,
the
here's the
name.
Thing, too, with Rollins. That actually could be a benefit coming out of all of this stuff. I still think you were going to continue to move something, you know, tension with him and Triple H going forward. You know, him losing to Cena, the U.S. title, and then going to lose to Sting if they decide to go that direction, or they have Sheamus come out and he's paid off by Triple H to do something where he lays Sting out on the show or something like that, where you can tease Rollins again, never being able to win on his own, which has been a common theme throughout, you know, his entire reign. And even though he does all these amazing moves, even though, you know, he makes people ooh and ah, and you know, he's incredibly physically talented and all that stuff, he never wins on his own. And I would assume that after he comes and butts heads with Triple H down the line, that he would probably be a babyface. So if he does have some sort of tension coming out of this, I guess that could be a good thing.
Well, he did beat poor Dean Ambrose on his own, so he does have that going for him. That's once.
That's your boy Dean Ambrose, though.
Well, things happen. When we come back, everybody, we've got a special guest today. Eddie Kingston is going to be joining us on the program. He's part of the Snake Pit Trio at King of Trios this year. King of Trios, September 4, 5, 6 at the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania, which is the greatest name for a building I've ever heard, the Funplex. You're guaranteed fun at the Funplex. So we're going to be back in just a moment with Eddie Kingston and more Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The 2-for-$5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with the new extra-long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties side-by-side stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get two sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with the Big King, Big Fish, or Original Chicken Sandwich. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Introducing Centrum Multi Gummies, a complete new gummy multivitamin bursting with natural fruit flavors and 100% or more of vitamins B12, D, and D. Support the most important parts of you with Centrum Multi Gummies and see gummies in a whole new light. New at Walmart for a low price every day.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took...
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Very happy today to be joined by Eddie Kingston, the last of a dying breed. Part of the Snake Pit Trio, King of Trios this year, September 4, 5, 6. At the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. More info up at chikarapro.com. Eddie, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right, man. Still alive, still breathing, so it can't be a bad day.
That is true. Now, I got to get this out of the way first because I was a huge fan. I may have been the only one. Doesn't matter. I was a huge fan of the Urban Wrestling Federation. And
okay.
I thought... Eddie Kingston in the Urban Wrestling Federation was like the greatest thing I've ever seen, because you're a guy that you want to threaten to kill some folks. You want to swear your head off. I mean, this was like the perfect fit for this Eddie Kingston fella. I loved it. And I read an interview a little while ago. This was like a year ago or something like that. And I seem to recall that in the interview, you made it clear that you weren't a huge fan of the Urban Wrestling Federation. And my heart was shattered.
Kayfabe shattered.
Oh, no. Oh, man. What were your thoughts on the Urban Wrestling Federation?
I wasn't a fan of the way things were done, I guess, on the management side, I guess you could say.
Sure.
But everything else, I thought it was a different type of concept. So anything different in wrestling to me is a good thing.
I just felt that there was no promotion that better fit Eddie Kingston than the Urban Wrestling Federation.
Yeah, no, it fit me well. It fit others well. You know, like Homicide and then Ricky Reyes and Brian Excel and the SATs, that fit them all well. It's just, I just didn't like the management and how they focused on certain things that wasn't the wrestling aspect of it.
Sure.
And to me, it was kind of like, then why even have wrestling in the name?
That is true. I can understand that from having watched the show as well.
Yeah. So that was my only thing. And then, it kind of, at one point in time, it kind of felt like they treated the models better than they did the wrestlers. And I was just like, I'm not going to be here for this.
I can actually believe that. I can actually believe that, which is too bad. Now, I'm not saying this also because you're on the show today, because I think I've mentioned this on other shows as well. But I also remember watching Lucha Underground and thinking, what this promotion needs is Eddie Kingston. It never happened. Did you ever...
It's true. He told me that.
Yeah. Were there any discussions or anything like that as far as you and Lucha Underground?
I haven't. No. No, nothing. I haven't gotten contact by anybody or anything. I know my name was thrown around by guys, but nothing was ever reached out. People have my number, and people know I'm on Twitter, and people know my email. So, you know, would I like to be on? Of course, because I like making money.
Sure.
So...
And there was some money to be made.
Of course I would do it.
There was some money to be made.
And that's it.
You have worked for all sorts of companies during your career, Combat Zone Wrestling, PWG, et cetera. And the one promotion that you've worked, I mean, there have been some hiatuses here and there, but pretty much nonstop for almost all of your career has been Chikara. What is it about Chikara that you have this loyalty to the promotion?
Well, my loyalty is, I like to say, is a curse, because a lot of times I'm loyal to the wrong people, and I feel like they should be as loyal like I am. And you talk about the other promotions and stuff, I just felt like they weren't loyal to me. As Chikara, you know, I trained there and everything, but Chikara's always been loyal to me no matter what I did or what I, you know, probably will do. They've always still kept booking me and always kept on having faith in me. So in turn, I will always do their shows and always be a part of Chikara. And I just have a feeling that Chikara, you know, and I'm not knocking nobody. I know everyone's going to think I'm knocking somebody or something, but I'm not. But I know there's a big Lucha craze now coming up. And, you know, it's not a shot against Lucha Underground. Trust me, I have a lot of friends there, and I'm happy for them. And, of course, I would love to work there, but I just remember Chikara being the first ones to, on the independent scene, introducing the Lucha Libre rules and the mask and, you know, how important that was to have the mask and to keep the mask, and how important a mask versus hair match is, or how important it is when a guy loses his mask and everything. So, you know, for 13 years, well, 14, Chikara's been doing that, so... You know, they've been loyal to me, so I'm definitely loyal to them.
Now, a couple of years ago, there was the giant storyline in Chikara where it shut down, and I don't know how involved. I mean, I wasn't involved, but I was talking to a lot of people during that time because I was fascinated by the whole deal. And there were so many rumors about why it shut down and these people are saying this, this person's insisting, it's just a storyline, blah, blah, blah. I know that everybody was required to sign the whole, I forget the name of the agreement, but you couldn't talk about it, essentially.
Yeah, I think it was called non-disclosure.
Non-disclosure, that's right. How much was, as one of the most loyal employees of Chikara dating back to 2002, how much was disclosed to you at the time?
Oh, man. Ooh. At the time, right when it started, I knew nothing. I just knew that I would get bits and pieces as time went on, and I could not talk about it with anybody. So, you know, I just got bits and pieces here and there. I know I got more than a lot of other guys did.
Sure.
Because I know a lot of other guys got frustrated, but this is the way I put wrestling in general. If guys don't like something, speak up. And if they don't speak up and they just complain and moan about it, then I have no pity for you. When I wanted to know what was going on, I asked, and I was told.
I remember there were so many frustrated wrestlers during that period, and I mean, a lot of them didn't know. For all they knew, for all some of them knew, it was every rumor that everybody had talked about. So you pretty much, I mean, you knew that one way or the other, this thing was likely coming back.
Yeah, I had a feeling. It was never directly said to me that, yes, it's coming back. But, you know, it's not that hard to put two and two together.
Sure.
But I just asked what was going on, and I said, I want to know what's going on. And I was told every time I asked.
So this it was interesting because I believe, I don't know what, I mean, this doesn't probably mean a lot to most people, but this was the first time ever, I believe, that Chikara headlined my newsletter. This whole story about it was just like, this
it
that
means
week.
It a lot to us, literally. It may not mean a lot to other people, but any type of press is, any positive type of press is good press.
Yeah, to me, it was like, this is actually the biggest story in the wrestling world this week, this whatever's going on here with Chikara. And at the end of the day, I mean, they came back, and it was this long-term plan and everything like that. And I do know that their first show back was like, I think it was like an immediate sellout or something like that. From somebody who's been there from the beginning, how has business been since that whole thing went down?
All I know is I get nervous before every match. Just because I feel like if I don't get nervous, then what's the point of doing this? You know, it's an excited nervous. But that comeback show, I was just so, like, not even an excited nervous, just nervous, like, oh, my God, I can't believe that Chikara sold out. And what gave me great pride was it was sold out without any matches announced. And it was like, I believe it was announced in February. So it was sold out months before, you know, before the May return.
That's right.
So with no matches announced, just saying that the company was coming back. And then it was sold out. And I was just like, this is, you know, and then being the main event and just the nerves and also me being injured for the match and just, you know, pushing through it and just being amazed that, you know, and I say this story a lot, and I know a lot of guys, when I talk to them, are sick of this story, but it's crazy how I remember wrestling in front of 8 people for Chikara, and then we have the comeback show, and I think it was 1,300?
Yeah.
So it was just a real surreal moment, and a moment of pride.
So kind of looking at, like, years before and years after this big angle, I mean, it's the idea that you're going to do a storyline where the company shuts down and runs no shows for, like, a year. I mean, this is a big-time risk. And I guess looking at prior and looking at after, would you say that this was a risk that really paid off?
Yeah, it really paid off because, when, like I said, it sold out with no matches announced. And we got all the fans back, and we got a couple more fans. Of course, we lost some fans. You know, not everyone's going to be happy about it, but the people who aren't happy about it and didn't come back to Chicago, well, goodbye.
Sure.
You know, we'd rather have people there who are going to support us and try to look at the positive instead of the negative anyway. So good riddance to them. But it was, I think it was, you know, it definitely helped. And I think it put, it showed everyone the creativity of the company and the risk the company is willing to take.
Well, it always seems to be how anybody could be too surprised because of the, you know, performance art way that the you know, Chikara is run and some of the things that they do, even down to, you know, things like the King of Trios, which is coming up here, that's always, you know, incredibly unique. And now this year you got the, you know, Team AAA in there who you could face off with in the second round, and obviously the Bullet Club is going to be back in there again this year too. So, you know, I would assume it is, but I guess just officially, is King of Trios really the biggest thing on Chikara's schedule all year long?
I say it is. Besides the season finale, where everything comes to a head, that's one thing with Chikara Creative that they take great pride in, is that just like when we were kids, you know, the season finale or the big pay per view is where everything ends. Like, all the stories come to their end. So I would say, like, King of Trios, because it's a tournament, and, you know, you never know what the surprises and how things are going to turn out, is a big show. But I also say, too, the season finale, because everything, that's the climax of all the, I guess you could say, angles and stories, and everything comes to an end that night.
You know, I think that some fans would think, well, you know, it's cool to be the champion, but it's chosen and it's not like a real championship win in the sport. But the reality is, you were chosen for a reason, and you were chosen to be the first ever Chikara Grand Champion. You held the belt for 3 years or something like that. I mean, they'd never had a singles champion in, what was it, like 10 years, and they finally create one and you win it. Was that a big deal to you that you were the guy after all these years that was chosen to be the first Grand Champion?
Well, yeah, it was a big deal. It was definitely a big deal for me, and also that it was also for Larry Sweeney.
That's right,
and,
yeah.
Having his brother and his friend Amy there and them presenting the title, it was as real as it can get emotionally wise. And then being in there with my trainer, wrestling him for the first time in a singles match. And, being chosen there, I was filled with pride, and it meant a lot. And then, you know, defending the title and being the main event. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I would say you don't have to be the last match to be the main event, as long as you put on a main event caliber match. And I felt, you know, the pressure, and I felt like I lived up to it at certain times. Other times, no, you know, but I tried my best, and that's all I can really give.
All right, we have to head to a break. We'll be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Eddie Kingston, King of Trios Weekend, September 4, 5, and 6 at the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. More info is up at ChikaraPro.com. And Eddie, before we go today, I want to give you an opportunity to plug anything you'd like. Chikara, your Twitter. Floor is yours.
Yeah, I just want, you know, everyone to come out for King of Trios, you know, and this goes out to all the other teams. I know a lot of you guys are going to be worried about selling your gimmicks and making money. I'm going to be worried about beating you up and winning the whole thing. So you guys go ahead and sell your gimmicks and panhandle. But just be ready. If you get in there with me, I don't know about my teammates, but if you get in there with me, I'm trying to break your teeth. Just letting people know that. I'll be out there selling gimmicks, but at the same time, I'm fully focused on this whole thing. So come out for King of Trios, man. Support Chikara. It's always a fun time. They will always be loyal to me. So I'm loyal to them, so you guys should be loyal to them, too. We're all about, you know, giving the fans what they want. And my whole thing with Twitter is I'm at MadKing_STON81. Instagram, EddieKingston81. And that's really it, man. I'm looking forward to King of Trios, man. I've been in Florida for 2 weeks training. Stayed out of New York so I wouldn't be drinking and getting into bar fights. So I'm ready to go. I'm itching to punch somebody in the face.
Eddie, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. That's right. I hope you're all listening. Eddie Kingston is selling gimmicks to make money. You are selling gimmicks to pay your hospital bills after you get in the ring with Eddie Kingston. We're out of here, everybody. I want to thank you so much. Thank Eddie, as always. Mike Sempervivi, everybody at Sports Byline USA, you, the callers and listeners, back tomorrow with more live, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sports Byline USA, your radio network, Wrestling Observer Live. We'll talk to you again next time.